My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Let's mostly take a break from the cuts. There's a list. We've discussed a lot of this all day. Sal's been on twice. It's not the record, but it is twice. And we still have an hour left. He might even be back. I think there's probably a chance of that. Right now, though, primetime Trista. Trista Crick on the West Her Hotline, and we are very excited to have you on and to start with your big news.
Big news. Octagon. Just signed with Octagon, the agency, today. So I'm super excited. Well, not today, but just announced it today. It's been in the works for a minute now. Super excited to get going. Super excited to continue to be on this show as well through the course of the NFL season. But lots to announce soon. It's just it's a baby step towards more things to announce moving forward.
You know, you and I talked the other day privately, and I want to say it in front of everybody. I just love it when somebody, especially somebody talented where you know it's going to work, bets on themselves. You know, we had Sam Monson on recently who left PFF. And, I mean, he came up there and was there for many years, like just sort of a face of the franchise almost kind of thing. And he and Steve Palazzolo went and did their own podcast elsewhere. So I think it's a great thing. I mean, it's scary, right? And you have other things to consider, insurance things and other matters to process that can make it hard to say yes to. But I think it's very brave.
Yeah, I'm hoping that things turn the way that you imagine them to go. But I'm a big believer in the universe. I'm a believer that you know, all that little like hippie stuff. I'm a child from the hippie days. You know, I'm like a manifester. I believe in trusting your gut. And so I'm excited to see what happens next, but I'm really excited to watch BetMGM tonight continue to grow. Brad Evans is an awesome replacement. Him and Ryan are going to crush it. So for those who love that show, continue to tune in. And I'll still be on 670 The Score in Chicago on the weekends. I just spoke with the PD yesterday. We're lining up a bunch of new dates, not just for the weekends, also at night, too, after Cubs season ends, which will be, you know, here shortly since they're not a playoff team. And to do that on Chicago airwaves at a time where, like, listen, people are really excited about these Bears. People are really excited about, you know, the future of Caleb Williams as the franchise guy. So I'm happy that they still want me around.
How about the Chicago Bears? I mean, have they ever been hyped quite like this? And they haven't played a game yet, but it's very weird to think of the Bears being fun.
Yeah, dude, and, like, they've done so many things to make it an exciting team to get behind. The Hard Knocks is obviously adding to the hype. You have Swift. You've got Keenan Allen. You've got Roma Dunze, who, believe me, like, I watched Roma Dunze cook, just blaze past all of my Oregon Ducks defenders two games, you know, in the Pac-12 championship game and in the regular season game. So I think he's going to be nasty. And then you add that to DJ Moore, this, and then a defense that I think is going to be really exciting as well. Elite pass rush. I think the secondary is still going to be really good and improved. So there's a lot to be excited about. And Chicago as a city deserves that. They need that. And it's going to be really fun to be on the airwaves when that's going on.
Hey, can you say a little bit more about what, or I haven't asked you to say anything yet about this, but the content you'll be doing?
Well, I mean, I'm going to hopefully have a sports book partner lined up soon. And so the comedy content that I already do online will be there. I'm hoping to have a deal done with Cameron and Mace and the It Is What It Is Network. He put that out publicly online 2 weeks ago, so I'm comfortable sharing that on the airwaves. I think what they're doing is really freaking awesome, and I hope the deal gets done soon. But I was on their show 3 times as a guest host, and the chemistry between me and them was phenomenal. So I hope to be a part of that show either as a regular contributor or as a guest host as much as they want me, and it seems like that was a great fit. But on top of that, like, I was a huge Mace fan from the time I was, like, 10 to the time, really now, like right now. And my first concert was the No Way Out tour with Puff Daddy and Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown and The Wox and Mace and who else was there?
Captain and Tennille?
No.
That would have been weird, right?
Black Rob was there. It was a star-studded cast. My mom took me out of summer camp, brought me and my best friend and my older sister there, and it was just so cool to be on a YouTube sports comedy show sitting right next to Mace and sitting right next to Cameron. So that deal hopefully will be announced soon, but I am comfortable saying I think that deal should be done soon-ish. They do a deal with Underdog, and they're in conversations with them. I don't know how that's going to work out, but their network is awesome. Their numbers are crazy. Their fans are insane. The engagement is great. But it really is a fan base that probably resonates with me and my style and my background more than traditional corporate.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys know, I say more than I should. I cuss more than I should. I cook players more than I should. And that's kind of what they do, and that's why their show's called It Is What It Is. We say what we want, kind of a thing.
Love it. Trista Crick on the Wester Hotline. Up for talking some NFL futures?
Yes, let's do it.
The Jets have blazed by the Bills as the favorite of the AFC East.
Oh my God.
They have not been the favorite to win this division in 22 years. I think it makes sense. I think the last time we talked, you were on the Bills' side of that. But I wonder if you could talk about how it moves or why it moves. It's not because the Bills had a linebacker injured, I'm pretty sure. Like, are the Jets just super hyped?
I think it's sentiment. Yeah, I think it's totally sentiment. So I'm seeing a lot, and I don't necessarily know how much when we're hearing the Jets hype on TV or radio, how much that's moving the line. Obviously, smart bettors, sharp bettors, big money moves the line. But I think that there is a lot of public sentiment that's pushing forward their chips in to bet on the Jets. But I think there's also negative sentiment for the Bills. And every time you hear a piece of news come down, an injury, you're just starting to really absorb the fact that Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis are no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to be the number one target for Josh Allen? How is this offense going to run? Like, is it going to be just Josh Allen and the running game? Like, I don't really know. And I think a lot of fans that aren't Bills fans are starting to think maybe. And if you look at Josh Allen's stats pre-Stephon Diggs, and I know that was earlier on in his career, so we can't really say it's apples to apples, he didn't really give us great production until Stephon Diggs got to the team. So I think there's a little bit of reluctance there. How's the defense going to look? I know Sean McDermott, defensive-minded coach, and Sal has come on BetMGM tonight a ton of times and said he thinks it's going to be fine. But I think the pass rush in general has been an area of concern. What is Von Miller going to look like? You've lost a bunch of guys on the defense as a whole, and then you have young guys that need to step in and not just be replacements but now be starters. So that's that. I actually think even though the Dolphins lost a lot defensively, they would be the team that I would put my money on. One, because they're third best odds. So I think the value's there. But also offensively, they're going to cook. And you still have all of those weapons there with Achan and Mostert and, you know, Waddle and Tyreek. And Tyreek got injured, but I think he's going to be fully healthy. Tua gets his money. There's nothing really to worry about there. And I really am a believer in Mike McDaniel and what he's doing. So I think that really people are sleeping on the Dolphins, and I think the hype is super high with the Jets. I need to see the Jets have a capable and competent offensive line. We haven't seen that. And Aaron Rodgers is not a guy who is going to thrive at his age in a collapsing pocket coming off of an Achilles injury. So if that pocket holds up for him, then I think he's going to get busy and Garrett Wilson's going to do his thing and Breece Hall's going to do his thing. But if that pocket is breaking down, the Jets to Jet, and I think there's just a lot of people that are excited about the top five, top three defense of the Jets, but I don't think they're going to win the division if they're winning games 10-7.
That's exactly how Bulldog talks about them. He's not here, by the way. I should have said that by now.
I thought maybe you were just taking him, shutting him out, you know?
No, it's really been a source of disagreement this season in our conversations. Like that's exactly how he talks about them. It's like I don't trust the line to hold up, or for Rodgers even to hold up. I just think it's a little bit like Atlanta for me. And I would also be betting on Atlanta. I would be betting on the Jets. I don't love the price anymore, but those are two favorites that I would, you know, think that seems right to me. And they both have quarterbacks coming off Achilles tears. But like, I don't need Rodgers to be peak Rodgers, I think. Yeah, the line, of course, that's always true. He doesn't have to move as much anymore as we remember him doing when he was at his best. Like, I don't think that's a necessity. The Atlanta example for me, Trista, is everything, you know, fantasy-wise has led me to this. When you look at their number of plays run and just their pace and everything, run-pass stuff, it was, like, generations ago slow. You know, the league has come a long way. The Falcons went back in time with Arthur Smith. And every sign this year points to them, you know, turning it up, all the way up. Cousins, they've already invested in London and Pitts, you know, Bijan Robinson. They've got a new coordinator, Zach Robinson, with McVay in his background and PFF. So even though, like, they're kind of an easy pick, Atlanta, I would think, like, maybe more one seed kind of stuff, Super Bowl for the Falcons. Is that nuts?
Well, what I think is really interesting about the way that you see it, and you're so good at your job, by the way. Like, I love the way you conduct interviews. Like, I'm just not even on the same level as you.
Oh,
you just,
on.
Like, are fine to give your opinion and, like, have a real conversation. And just so good. I just want to give you your props. But, like, we've had this conversation because we're on the same fantasy team, right?
Yes.
And so you wanted Breece Hall, and I was like, I don't know. And you wanted Bijan. I'm like, I don't know. That's because I'm very reluctant to get on board with how those offenses are going to look and function, and I would rather put my money on something that I actually know what it is, and I've seen a body of evidence that tells me it's going to be functional and competent. I think that there is upside with the Jets. I think that there is upside with Atlanta, but there's also a lot of red flags in both of those circumstances where now, especially with Bijan, now he's what, splitting care? Now we're getting 50-50 carries between him and Tyler Algier as well. Like, there's just a lot of differing information from beat reporters and what the coaching staff is saying that we're going to have to see a couple of games to know. That being said, as it relates to the Jets and what they could be, they won a fair amount of games with Zach Wilson and just a defense and no offensive line. So their upside is high. That just goes to show you, though, that the AFC East as a whole is probably not very, like, people are not very high on it. If we're rooting for, you know, a team that's probably going to win 9 or 10 games mm-hmm. to win the division.
Thank you for those very kind words. Do you have a favorite?
I like the Lions, man. They are sexy, aren't they? That whole division is sexy. Not just the Bears, which we talked about earlier, but the Packers and what they can be. I just feel like they're just a bunch of young, scrappy, athletic dudes that are all, like, on the same timeline. The defense is getting better. LaFleur is, like, very steady and solid in how he wants to do things. I know A.J. Dillon's out for the year, but I do not give any Fs at all about that news. And then the Lions, I think even without Josh Reynolds, you know, leaving the team, and he's injured, so it wouldn't have even mattered even if he was on the team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think Jameson Williams has an opportunity to step up. Sam LaPorta, and we talked about this for fantasy, but I think Sam LaPorta could be the best regular season tight end in the league. Travis Kelce will always be there because it's the Chiefs and the postseason success, and we know what he can be in the postseason. But I think, you know, we're just mailing it in regular season for the Chiefs. Like, I don't think that production, especially with the other wide receivers around him not being the high caliber that he's used to having, he's going to generate a lot of attention. I think Sam LaPorta is him. And so you add that, another year of excellence and experience there for Sam LaPorta, along with Jahmyr Gibbs, along with the rest of the weapons that you have. Man, that dynamic, especially with Ben Johnson coming back to the team and deciding, I don't want to be a head coach. And I think their secondary will get better. I don't think they're going to be like elite in terms of pass defense, but they won't be as much of a sieve as they were. And with the issues surrounding San Francisco, the issues surrounding my team, Dallas, the rest of the NFC as a whole is kind of murky. I think either the Packers or the Lions to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC is worth a bet.
I like the Packers idea a lot. There's always like some uncertainty, and Green Bay tests you in, okay, so they really caught fire late in the season into the playoffs, but was that enough of a sample? They paid Jordan Love like they think it was. I just think all their guys are super good. The Bills, we were talking all the time again today about the Bills receiver group, and people make comparisons to two teams. Last year's Chiefs, who won the Super Bowl despite not having anybody that good until Rashee Rice came along, and the Packers, who have this, you know, Matt LaFleur gets mad if you bring up who's your wide receiver one. Like, he hates that. He said he wants to throw up when he hears that. So, you know, there's this spread out kind of evenness with Green Bay. I just think they're so talented that, yeah, I want to be there too. And the Lions seem, you said, sexy. I mean, just everybody loves the Lions now. They do these bet online, Trista. Maybe you get these emails. They do these like maps where they study Twitter for some period of time, and they come up with who is every state's Super Bowl pick. Like, the people in each state are saying team X will win the Super Bowl. So who sort of wins each state? And the Lions own New England for some reason. Like, the Patriots got bad, so Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, they're all picking Detroit. Detroit just seems like a team right now that everybody likes.
And they're just so likable in general. Like, not just they're talented, but they're a story that we want to see when they've been the lovable losers for a very long time. I was actually choked at that game. I call it the turning point game. It was Detroit versus Miami in Detroit. I don't know if you remember the game. They almost beat Miami outright. They were up most of the game. Miami came back and won it. And it was a super high-scoring game. I was out there with BetMGM. And after that game, they took off and haven't looked back. And you can see flashes before that, and specifically in that game. And, And you see so many of the things that make them exciting and able to be rooting for. But in that stadium, the fans were just so electric that I've been, even as a Dallas fan, like low-key rooting for them to get it done. I was absolutely rooting for them to go to the Super Bowl last year, and I think it would have been the best matchup, even though obviously we got to see an instant classic between the Niners and the Chiefs. But yeah, I think that they're very, they check all the boxes, not only from a talent perspective, but just from like a how could you not want them to succeed perspective.
Right. I don't remember the game, and it bothers me. This is with Campbell like 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was just 2 years ago.
Okay.
It was Dan Campbell. It was DeAndre Swift.
Okay.
He was there, and Jamal Williams was there. That was their 1-2 punch.
Oh.
There was no Laporta. It was just Amon-Ra St. Brown and vibes.
I think this would have been...
Hawkinson.
Would it have been the same year that they played Baltimore early in the season, and nobody, maybe it was 1 year prior, nobody had sort of bought into them yet, and Tucker hit a 70-yard field goal to win it. Like they had really, the Lions had sort of, the game, Marquise Brown dropped a bunch of passes. And
I think that might have been the same season.
Okay.
This was like maybe October. So
yep, okay.
I was there for Michigan State, and then I went to Lions Dolphins on Sunday, and then Sunday night I went to Warriors Pistons. So it was like a sports bonanza in Detroit. What an awesome city for sports Detroit is. Honestly, I think it's such an underrated. I love, as you guys can tell, Buffalo fans can tell, I love like cities with grit. I think Portland is a city that's very gritty, industrial, like hardworking, working class city. Love Detroit, love Buffalo, love Sacramento, love Memphis. Like I ride for you guys. So I'm rooting for all the small market cities to succeed.
Let's go. Yeah, the Bills played Thanksgiving there that year. They actually played two games in Detroit 2 seasons ago because one of the games here, snow,
yes,
against Cleveland, and
yes,
they moved the game to Detroit. So
exactly, that same season. So
what?
I'm rooting for Buffalo. I think it's going to be a little bit of a down year. I think it's going to be similar to last year where you're going to have to win a lot of games at the end of the season in order to get into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Before we sort of wrap here with a W, I'm not ready.
Yes.
I'm not in your league. What if you have any other sort of bets you like? What, you might be to week one by now. I don't know.
Man, I'm really intrigued by CJ Stroud futures. I like that a lot. Although there's a lot of smart people who are saying that regression should probably be coming because of the schedule for Houston. But I think Houston's upside is awesome. I'm down on the Ravens this year just because you look at everything that they've lost defensively. You look at that division as a whole being really a punch in your mouth division, right? I think the toughest division in all of the NFL in terms of like you just don't really know on a game-to-game basis who's going to win. Long-standing rivalries, super physical, guys getting low-key like injured and hospitalized, you know, Browns, Bengals, Steelers, all of that. So I'm really interested in that. So I'm take the under on the win total for the Ravens. I like Joe Burrow MVP, but I think that's pretty trendy.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the Niners. This is like, I don't have my bet sheet with me in terms of what I've already bet or what I'm planning to bet, but I kind of like the Niners to miss the playoffs.
I love that. I love that. I mean, I don't know that it's turmoil, but all the Ayuk drama, Trent Williams, you know, like even the, it's not going to matter really for this. I'm just trying too hard, but Elijah Mitchell out for the year, like Purdy, still some question. If anything sort of cracks with San Francisco, can he overcome that? I think that's probably, you're going to get a good price on that.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be afraid of it.
You're already like having Christian McCaffrey dinged up before the season begins.
Yeah.
They were one of the more, I know they had that little stretch in the middle of last season where you had Debo out and then Trent Williams out and then Ayuk out, but mostly they were pretty healthy, right? Like Christian McCaffrey over the course of his career hasn't been a healthy dude in Carolina. He's been healthy in San Francisco, but I think injury regression is there. You've got Trent Williams dealing with his contract, and when he's not out there, Trent Williams is really the linchpin of that offense. Without him, I don't think they go. You've got the Brandon Ayuk drama, like you mentioned. What's going to happen? Is that deal going to get done? Is there any like holdout potential? And also, I think that connection between him and Purdy is maybe more impactful than Debo and Purdy. So any one of those guys, but also multiple guys, could be out for various reasons for a various amount of time. And I think that division might be better than people think. You've got Seattle really on the come up.
Yep.
I like what they're doing with the new coaching staff. I think offensively they're still going to take another step forward. I like the running game. I like the weapons that they have, obviously, and I think Geno will be fine. And then I think the Rams will be better than people think, right? Like Puka getting another year older, a little bit more experienced, but more importantly, Kyren Williams being healthy and Cooper Kupp being healthy. So I think that they're going to be testing teams as well. So San Francisco better watch their ass, really, because they could F around and see themselves third in the division, and that wouldn't be that crazy for that to happen. All you would need is some injury regression.
I'll say best division in football right there. I mean, how do you do it? The best last place team, maybe. Like last year, AFC North, the best last place team. If Arizona's good, people are really excited about the Seattle offensive coordinator change and coaching changes. Yeah. And, you know, maybe the Rams. They've won recently. So I like that.
I think they're certainly the sexiest division. I think that the NFC North is pretty sexy, too.
Yep.
And then, obviously, you've got AFC North being... Like, that's the, you know, put your hard hat on and beat the hell out of each other division. You know what I mean? But any one of those teams, those could all be playoff teams, even the Steelers, considering Mike Tomlin's, you know, record throughout his coaching career. Even though, you know, like, I'm not super high on them as a team, but that's just what he continues to do is be a 500 squad.
By the way, what did you just build?
I'm re-siding my mom's garage right now. So
okay.
We're in the middle of reframing the windows and putting in trim. I still haven't gotten to paint. That's the last step. That was supposed to be all I was going to do. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, like all these boards are splitting every time I try to take bad boards out. So let's just reframe and reside the whole thing. I'm looking for hopefully Octagon, now that I have a deal with Octagon, hopefully they can get me some DeWalt sponsorships or some ads with Ace Hardware or something.
Bad boards, bad boards. What you going to do? Well, Trista, I probably just ruined all my goodwill with you with that lame attempt at the end.
That was corny as hell, but like that's your brand, you know.
I think unfortunately it is. Yes. All right. Well, a pleasure as always. Congratulations from all of our listeners, if I may, because we get so much positive feedback about your visits with us. And
I love you guys so much. I'm so happy to be back for football season. If you still want me,
yeah.
And I can't wait to talk to Bulldog and see what he's been up to.
We'll do that next week.
All right. See you next week.
Trista Crick on the Westher Hotline. Legend, I would say. Approaching legend status. We did not do the power rankings, did we? Well, that'll have to wait. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow I've got Greg Rousseau coming on. Should we get Greg Rousseau involved in the reverse AFC power rankings? Probably isn't the greatest idea. Craig Hoffman will join me from Washington as well. We've been talking until we sort of went over there with Trista about the cuts around the league today. The Bills list came in at about 5:20 officially, and you have Matt Milano designated to return. I thought there was more of a chance that they wouldn't do that, but I didn't understand it, as you're about to hear, as well as I should have, so that was not a surprise to Sal. Daquan Hardy, who was showing promise as a returner, maybe there was an injury involved, but the Bills, instead of going with him, release him and then make a trade, a hilarious trade, I think, with the Jets, only in one way. You're getting a player and you're swapping 2026 late picks, as if anybody knows yet whose pick will be before the other teams in 2026. But I think maybe you need to do that to make it official. Future considerations, do we not have that in the NFL? Hockey goes with future considerations. I'm not sure there are any actual considerations. Maybe it's just you're considering, maybe that's what future considerations means in hockey now. You're just considering giving the team something in the future, because I don't think usually they actually give a thing. So you'll hear me with Sal here going over some of the nuts and bolts with the cuts today. If you want to hear anything else from this afternoon, use the Odyssey app. AUDACY, or head to the website for that and more. Articles from Sal and Paul and more than that. WGR550. com. This is Mike Shope, no Bulldog this week. Back with my chat with Sal Capaccio from earlier next here on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.